get our buddy David Nelson out here. Oh, what a treat to have Maria and David and Eric. You know, I was just freaking out last night looking at photos of these guys from way back in the day, and then, you know, they're standing in front of the photos, man. Time travel going on around here, I swear. But I guess that's the nature of a bluegrass museum, and they take you back to the roots, and you see where it goes from there. You know?
Yes, sir.
And, yeah. Well, this next section of the program, this is kind of the Black Mountain Boys portion of the program. No, but you're supposed to change shirts for this part. Pull your laminate out, it'll be fine.
Hey man, Vince the rich man don't have to change his shirt. There were so many songs so many years ago, but anyway, we had the great graciousness of Mickey Hart donating his studio to us. We could record in his studio, and it was out Mickey's ranch, you know, out there. Anyway, it was a pretty good studio, and Garcia was the producer, and I was playing with Don Reno and Red Smiley. I mean, not Red Smiley. Don Reno and Chubby Wise. Don Reno on banjo and Chubby Wise on fiddle. It was just like, to me and the rest of the guys in the band, Pat Campbell, everything, we were just like mind blown about this. We're actually playing with Chubby Wise, who wrote Orange Blossom Special. Chubby Wise was the creator of Orange Blossom Special. Don Reno was the creator of so many banjo stuff, and a style where he could actually play single note stuff on a banjo, which neither Earl Scruggs or Ralph Stanley could do. And so we're like thrilled we're out here with this Don Reno and Chubby Wise. And the first thing was Chubby Wise comes up and squeezes my arm and says, "David, I have always wanted to try a joint. And this is what you call it. And this is what you call it, ain't it?" And I heard so much about it, I figured it was better than scotch. Chubby, you came to the right point. The only troublesome thing was that John Dawson was there hearing that. And John Dawson was the guy in the New Writers who was the biggest pothead ever wanted to meet back in the old days. And he had evolved a way of rolling a joint really thick, and then putting a recess tip, you tear off a piece of a matchbook cover and put a recess tip on it. Woo! So you can smoke it, put it out, and smoke it later, and all that shit. So he starts rolling around and hit the joint. And I'm telling John, this is Chubby Wise. He's never had a joint before. Come on, please. And so John's going, "Oh, okay." He can't really control himself. He has to do this. And so he goes, "Okay, here's the joint." And then we sat Chubby down with him. Okay, he showed him how to. And he goes, "Okay, okay, okay." And then he looked at me and was, "Yeah, that does make it peculiar." So we settled down in this seat, which was at Mickey's studio. It was really beautiful. There was this bench that was like this wide. It was the windowsill. Picture a windowsill that's this wide and it had a back to it like that. So Chubby sits down and that. And he leaned his head up, looking at the meadow and the oak trees and everything, and falls asleep. And then I took a picture of Chubby Wise asleep in bliss. And that's just one thing. It's just like this studio was incredible. But the thing I'm about to sing is song Barefoot Nellie, which was Don Marino was not scheduled to sing this song, sing anything. So we didn't have a vocal mic for him. And so somebody said, how about Barefoot Nellie? And we all went, yeah, yeah, Barefoot Nellie, Don, sing it, you know. And he goes, well, okay. Again, and he sings down into the banjo mic. He sings the whole song into the banjo mic. And then at the end of the song, boom, he looks up at Garcia behind the booth. Garcia was always going like this. And he said, Marino goes, how was that? Garcia said, pretty good. How'd it feel? And Marino goes, well, it felt pretty good. You meant a man, you would feel pretty good, but you meant, you the man behind the